Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Fryer, let's go.
At the 12 and 8 safe.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The owners tried to add something else in, and the Mets players are unhappy. But if they don't, then there'll be baseball.
The most recent from Heyman, Union Executive Board appears to be voting against approval. Uncertain how this could affect the full player vote. And Ben Nicholson Smith, a baseball reporter, adds, heard some team reps are also voting no. Details unknown as of now.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, wait, Danny, they got to figure this out in 5 seconds or else there's a deadline.
Yeah, or else there's a deadline.
And then things are going to happen.
Well, it's funny.
The deadline has come and gone.
Yeah, and now Russ Dorsey says things have hit a snag.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So it's funny. Like, I wanted to talk no baseball today.
Hold on. We've got a deal.
So 2 hours for prep. We got a deal?
Yeah, Passan just got back on his Twitter.
Are you serious?
Are we sure that it's
Jeff Passan. Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association have reached a tentative agreement on a new labor deal, sources tell ESPN. While it still needs to be ratified by both parties, that is expected to be a formality. And when it is, baseball is back.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
All players should be in their respective camps by Sunday. That means Cubs and Sox. Let's get it! Face drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock. We've got a lot to do. Baseball's back, so we have to talk about that. I was in a press conference with the Sox GM today. I got 2 questions answered. I'll share those with you. The Bulls have a big game coming up tomorrow, which we will carry here on The Score. Chuck and Bill will be on the call. And the Bears are finalizing a deal for Khalil Mack, and they are reportedly cutting Tariq Cohen. So there's a lot to discuss, but we'll start with the biggest news, that baseball is back. And we'll talk with Scott Miller after a brief timeout. Stick around. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and you're listening to The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Looking forward, I could not be more excited about the future of our game. I think we have an opportunity in front of us. I think it's an opportunity that we need to work with the players to fully seize. But I think that some of the things in the agreement are really, really important in that regard.
A little bit of a different tone from Rob Manfred, I thought, yesterday. And maybe it's because things are over. I'm not sure. But baseball is back. And I now find myself less interested in the components of the deal. Maybe you're like me, but I'm like, oh, all right. They got everyone is happy, and I'm using air quotes because it did seem like the player reps weren't quite happy. And I do feel like there might be a moment when the council and the player reps were like, we warned you. But the rank and file is like, no, we want to play, and we get raises. So, and we got most of the things that we wanted, so we're happy and that there's baseball, which we're excited about. Opening day, April 7th. We will have games for you starting next week from spring training here on The Score. I wanted to talk with Scott Miller because I imagine that the last few weeks have been difficult to run a baseball-centric station and show. without having to become lawyers, because that's kind of what you have to do when there's a labor negotiation that's going on. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Scott, thanks for joining me.
Nice to be with you, and nice to be able, as you said, not talk economics and legalese and all of that, and especially when the deal almost fell apart, or did fall apart 2 days ago, when the international draft came from out of left field. Nobody understands that. Nobody wants to talk about it. Happy to talk baseball.
So what was it like? Like, what were the last, let's say the last month of stuff that you were doing on shows like?
Well, it just gets tedious because, number one, you're talking about stuff nobody wants to talk about, right? And number two, it's all really complicated. I mean, you need an hour to break down the intricacies of different proposals. And, you know, I mean, you don't have an hour on the radio or anywhere else. And you don't, I mean, you know, after about 30 seconds, you're boring yourself, let alone everybody else.
So what are you most looking forward to now that the season is back on?
I'm hopeful of a couple things. I'm hopeful there'll be a better relationship between owners and players. You made the clip from the commissioner, Rob Manfred. I really like hearing him admit that one of his jobs as commissioner is...
We thought we might have this issue with Scott because he's out here driving, so we'll wait and we'll try and clear it up. Again, I always say this whenever there are some sort of phone problems. We stop making phones that work to make phone calls. They work for everything else. I mean, I was in the middle of the White Sox press conference while I was here in the studio on my phone. So they work for everything else, but when it comes to making phone calls, Campy, I thought that COVID-induced 5G was supposed to make the phone calls better. Who knew? And if he's in a valley, like, I get it, man. It's, you know, it's whatever.
Are you telling me they just keep making new numbers and changing things just to charge more money?
I don't know. I just know that everything else about a phone works. Everything else. Except for that. Brandon, is he too far gone? You tell me.
I'm still checking. Give me a minute.
You call it one more time and then we'll just move on.
You can tell that Brandon's still a little newer to it because he doesn't have the same like phone cynicism that we do.
Yeah. Like if you have to drop a call, you're gonna keep dropping a call. That's usually how it works.
And generally, that's not going to clear up within. It's like, you know, if we get past this really tall cactus, then we'll be good.
That's because it has the all the stuff on it. That's what it is. It's Brandon, it's totally okay.
Yeah, he gone.
It's fine.
It's like the South Park thing where they're depositing the money. And it's like, and it's gone.
Or like a lot of those, there's a lot of commercials now for like crypto where it's like, I'm a millionaire, I'm broke. I'm a millionaire, I'm broke. That's what it's like. Look, it has happened to literally every single producer here. You're like, oh, I got this great guest.
I was so happy. I was excited.
I actually did want to hear him talk about his friend Pedro Gomez, because everyone that I've talked about with Pedro Gomez has said that he's like the genuine article. He was one of a kind. So, but it's okay. It's totally okay. That's why as a host, I prepare so that we can talk about other things. Like, I'll just talk about how there was an energy. Once I got out of here, turned things over to Danny yesterday, and I was driving around just kind of listening all over the place, listening to national stuff and what Danny was doing in the first couple segments of the Parkins and Spiegel show. when I say that I don't care about the, I mean, I care. Like, you know me, like throughout this time, I've been telling you, I'm not going to talk about any of this. And I spend hours talking about this stuff. I wanted the players to get what they felt they had earned. And if they think that it's all good, if they think it's righteous, so be it. But now we can get on with the getting on when it comes to actual baseball. And that was the thing last night. I was driving back. I had a meeting, and I went to go get some pizza from Aurelio's. I haven't driven my car all week because, you know, there's some pain at the pump. But I drove my car to Aurelio's last night. I threw it up on Instagram and on Twitter. Man, that pizza was perfection. You got to go old oven. If you want to say well done, you can. But usually, if you throw it in the old oven, it doesn't matter. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, wow. Now I can start really thinking about what the White Sox need. I can start thinking about how is Jed going to put together the Cubs.
You want me to, I'm going to break the glass real quick. So
Stone Cold's coming?
Yeah, Stone Cold's coming. As expected, Gordon Whitmire reported that Cubs and David Ross reached an extension through 2024 with a 2025 option.
Great. And hopefully we will have David Ross back on the show. We would talk to him a couple times a month. It was always entertaining. I feel like there's been a breakthrough now. Because at first, I felt like he was like, are you out to get me? And I was like, no, I'm not out to get you. I would very much like for there to be some fun. I know it's not going to be exactly the same as the segments with Joe, but I think we're getting there. And I went to go see Rossi in the summer over at Wrigley, and it was nice. It was like nice to talk face to face. And now, hopefully, there will be more opportunities for me to talk with Rossi. Face to face. I don't mean here in the Score studio, but I mean me going to the ballpark. That's why I wanted to be involved in the press conference today. The White Sox held a press conference with Rick Hahn, and I'm like, let's just jumpstart all of this baseball stuff. Like, let's just get on it and let's get into that place. It was nice to start thinking about, oh, well, I still feel like they have a hole at second base. No disrespect to Leury. I still feel like they could use some more left-handed thump. I feel like they should be a spender in free agency. I was also expecting there to be more stuff. I was expecting there to be players kind of signing. But then I started to think about it. Your head's probably spinning right now. The plan is, and Rick Hahn brought it up, he expects the White Sox to be in camp, all of them, by Sunday. He said there could be a couple of visa situations, but they should all be there by Sunday. And because of the lockout, because the owners imposed a lockout, people who work for teams cannot talk with players. Therefore, you're going to spend a big portion of the next few days just figuring out where people are with the medicals. Is this guy still dealing with something that he was dealing with at the end of the year? Did this guy do everything that he needed to do in the offseason to come back from whatever it was that he was dealing with? Did this guy gain weight? Did this guy lose weight? And remember, the White Sox, they changed out their training staff. They're going in a different direction this year with their training staff. So there's all of that stuff to juggle. After that, we get to the games that start next week, which is crazy to me. Like, that part is crazy. Now, I know that it'll probably be more minor league players than major league players in these games starting, because the minor league players are not part of the association. Therefore, they've been at training camp like the requisite time that it would take to ramp up someone's arms with innings, or someone's arm with innings, and they've been playing. So when you see the first few spring training games, you hear them here on the Score, and you're like, I was hoping that I'd see Marcus Stroman. And you're not getting like Marcus Stroman, don't be mad. Because you want to make sure that these guys are going to be healthy enough to get through said season. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I was inside the White Sox press conference. I had a couple things to ask Rick. So I waited until everyone else kind of did their thing because I wanted to ask him one unorthodox question and one very orthodox baseball question. So you'll hear that. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk about the White Sox and the Cubs next here on The Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I do believe, I hope, that the players will see the effort we made to address their concerns in this agreement as an olive branch in terms of building a better relationship. We built some processes into this agreement where we're going to be interacting more regularly with players on topics like the international draft and rule changes. I think those opportunities for positive interaction help to build a better relationship.
Hey, old man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
The good news is that you probably don't have to worry about hearing from Rob Manfred anytime soon, which I think is a positive for all baseball fans. Before we get back into the baseball conversation, if you were hoping that Illinois would fight its way through the Big Ten tournament and end up with a one seed at the end of it, I'm sorry to inform you that they lost to Indiana today. It was a close game. Curbelo had an opportunity to take the lead and maybe win the game with a layup with about 3 seconds left on the clock. They cannot do it. Mike Woodson has now won more Big Ten tournament games than Archie Miller did his whole time at Indiana. And they are moving on to the semifinals in the Big Ten tournament, while Illinois will now get ready for what I suspect will be a 3 seed. And they'll get ready for the tournament. I was just sitting there going, man, can you imagine Brad Underwood's face? Because he has got a very expressive, angry face. He kind of looks like the Leonardo DiCaprio GIF from the Wolf of Wall Street movie. Like frothing at the mouth. Yeah, Indiana's moving on, and Illinois is going back to Champaign and then figuring out where they'll go from there. Still been a really good season for them. I suspect they'll be the worst 3 seed. We'll see. We'll see how I still think that they have a good chance to advance very far in the NCAA tournament. They got caught sleeping today, and Indiana made them pay for it. Some of the crowd shots this Big Ten Network is showing now are amazing. Of like happy IU fans and just befuddled Illinois fans. What I love about tournament time is you have these like big moments, right? Like you're like, Indiana is so jacked and Illinois is so defeated, figuratively and literally. And then 2 minutes later, here come the other two teams, and they got to start warming up. Get your ass out of here. We've got more things that we need to do. Oh, speaking of things to do, today, if you want to go see a Score broadcast, Parkins and Spiegel show. Spiegs, I believe, is still in the Dominican. We're going to be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 at the Bet River Sportsbook in Des Plaines. So you can go hang. It's Parkins and Adam Hogue. As Les would say on this Les Grobstein day, Adam Hogue. They're going to be out there, so go and hang with them. And there's a special profit boost for any Bet Rivers online sports bettors. Bet Rivers, Chicago's hometown sports book. All right, now let me get back to the baseball. Rick Hahn addressed the media. There were a couple things that he talked about. Brandon, before we get to my silliness, can we get to the big picture stuff that Rick was talking about, including him explaining how he feels about how good he feels about his roster and how he thinks that this is a championship level team?
I think we are planning for as much as we can in advance in terms of pacing out roster decisions. That said, you know, Cheryl, when you're in a year where you have high expectations, I think you're going to want to put the best people out there to win the game right in front of you. If that leads to a late in the season need to make a different decision because a guy's, you know, perhaps on his last option for the season, then we'll have to adjust. That's kind of where the depth thing that I alluded to earlier comes into play. We want to make sure we have enough viable options to, you know, have a handful of guys who are capable of helping us win at the major league level when needed.
With that said, are the phones ringing a lot trying to fill some more roster spots?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's we're obviously in the process, as I said, communicating with our guys, getting everyone out there and trying to get ready for opening day in Detroit. But it's also like the winter meetings are going on at the same time in terms of the amount of dialogue, the conversations with agents, other teams, you know, late into the night, last night, and then pick up again this morning. So there is that sort of excitement that you get in December combined with the excitement you get in February when you're reporting to camp. So it's unique and interesting and exciting. Look, by nature, even if we had a normal offseason, we'd be sitting here in March for ways that we could potentially tweak our roster and get better. We obviously are aware that there's to improve this roster as it currently sits. Even as good as we feel about it right now. So it's nice that there is that fluidity in the market going on right now to perhaps provide us with the chance to get better. We had all sorts of different scenarios mapped out. What will happen if we're able to acquire this player? What does that lead to here? Sort of a, you know, plan A through plan, I don't know, R. Different scenarios about how this would go. In reality, it's only been the last 18 hours that we're able to sort of see what's possibly viable and what's not. I guess the best way to put it is we know we have a team that's very capable of winning a championship as it is, but that's not going to stop us from continuing to explore every different avenue to improve the club. And when, you know, it's easy for us to sort of do that in our offices and you know, and out at minor league camp or whenever we're able to sort of gather as a group of staff members. But really it's now, you blend those plans with reality here over the next several weeks. And again, it's nice that we have the opportunity to get better now, regardless what happens between now and opening day. We're going to continue to explore those opportunities well into the season and through the trade deadline. We know where we're at as an organization.
The refrain of we think we're championship ready right now came across a couple times in the conversation that Rick had with the assembled media. I'm not saying that they're going to go to the season with the roster that ended last season, but I wouldn't be shocked. That being said, he was asked, like, hey, was there a guy that you reached out to or a GM or a player that you reached out to? And he kind of sheepishly said, yes. So there could be some movement. But know that they think that their team already is championship worthy. And you know what that means? That means that you hold them to a championship standard. Speaking of which, what's up with the Bulls? Alex Caruso, good news. He practiced fully today and said his return is quote unquote close.
You want to break the glass?
No, that's not breaking news.
Hey, you just let me know I'm ready to break.
I see. But that's good news. It's really good news. Kevin Anderson is one of my favorite people to talk Bulls with. I'm going to talk Bulls with him, and he'll break it down and get us ready for their game against Cleveland. I'll save my silly question to Rick Hahn for later on in the show. Stick around. I'm Lawrence. You're listening to The Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.